Good morning. Today's scripture comes from Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 14, a time for everything. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all of their toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so the people will fear him. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I'll be reading from James 1, 1 through 8. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, greetings. Consider it pure joys, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kind, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect or to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person that is double-minded and unstable in all they do. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
We pray for blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity, we pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while you hear each spoken need, yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Laura's story, Song of Blessings, is a perfect way to show us James 1, 1 through 8. James, as a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, greetings. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe, and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. This morning, we're going to take quotes that spoke to us about the darkness and light we face in our everyday lives, and how that in life, everything has beauty. We just need to believe, trust, and have hope that God is always there with us.
Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness. Desmond Tutu. Desmond Tutu is a South African social rights activist and a retired Anglican bishop who rose to worldwide fame during the 1980s as an opponent of apartheid. Apartheid was a dark time for all of his people, but despite the darkness he faced, he was able to have that hope, knowing that Jesus Christ was his Savior and that the Almighty God would be with him and show him how to see his light and follow him in that dark time. This is a great reminder for us today as we face uncertain circumstances in our world and the fear of the unknown or the what-ifs. We need to show the world that there is hope in Jesus Christ, despite the darkness that we face, and that there is always light within him. We just have to seek it and find it within our hearts.
The price of light is less than the cost of darkness. Arthur Nielsen. Arthur Nielsen is the creator of this quote. He was an American market analyst. This is a very concise yet powerful quote. He's saying that what you have to do in order to obtain a life surrounded by light is less than the consequences of giving into the bad temptations in life. The modern world does many unholy things towards us. We are constantly consumed by the devil. We just can't let Satan grasp a firm hold on us. We must stay close to the Lord. God is our safety net. He is always our best friend. When you find yourself surrounded by darkness, spread your arms and fall into the arms of God. The price of God's light isn't much. He asks us to show love and be holy children of His. So why be tempted by the devil when you know that your biggest fan is working for you?
There is beauty and darkness in everything, sorrow and joy, life and death, and thorns on a rose. Kate Tiernan. There is beauty and darkness in our everyday life. This quote is a great reminder of how we are in different seasons of our lives, and our seasons are constantly changing. Each season brings both beauty and darkness to us. We cannot be joyful without having sorrow before or after that joyous moment. New life cannot happen without death, and roses cannot grow and thrive without thorns. That rose is similar to us as humans. We have these flaws or imperfections that the world sees. But God sees these thorns as something He can use to mold and make us into that beautiful rose if we let Him in during the darkest of our hours. Remember, each season we are in is a gift from God. Even if we may not see the dark times as a gift, listen and He will reveal His beauty to us during it. There is a time and a season for everything, as stated in Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 14.
In order for light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. Francis Bacon. Francis Bacon was an English philosopher, statesman, jurist, orator, and author. He served both as Attorney General and as Lord Chancellor of England. He stated, in order for the light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. What does this mean? Well, everyone wants a perfect life, right? The reality is that you can't expect everything to be perfect in life. However, you can strive for it through God. Inevitably, bad things will happen. However, it is said that 10% of life happens to us, and 90% how we react to it. So, even when things get hard in life, God is there no matter what. In order for us to know how good the light feels, we must experience the darkness.
When you can't look on the bright side, I will sit with you in the dark. Alice in Wonderland.
When you get down in life, God doesn't leave. He is always by your side, even if it feels as if you are alone. This is important to remember because in life, things can be very challenging. Sometimes people may feel like giving up, quitting, and quitting. But the power of God is stronger than the struggle that you may face. Matthew 7:7 says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you." You may not always get exactly what you want, but the Lord will give you an answer that He intends for you. Therefore, there is always beauty in the darkness.
Soul work is not a high road. It's a deep fall into an unforgiving darkness that won't let you go until you find a song that sings you home. McCall Erickson. This quote speaks very deeply. It says that working through our deepest and darkest times can be one of the hardest and challenging things we go through when trying to do it alone. It compares it to a deep, unforgiving darkness that we can't escape. This is a perfect description of our life when we leave God behind and forsake Him during our darkest hour. Instead of straying away and trying to do it alone, we need to find the song that sings us home. And that song is God. We need to continually seek God and ask Him for His fatherly love and support, no matter whether we are in the beauty of a season or the darkness of a season. No matter what we do, we need to seek Him in everything we do.
People are like stained glass windows. They sparkle and shine when the sun is out, but when the darkness sets, their true beauty is revealed only if there is light from within. Elizabeth Ross. This is my favorite quote. It comes from Elizabeth Ross. She was a Swiss-American psychiatrist. To me, this quote just speaks so strongly about one's character. This quote expresses that one's true character is portrayed when put into tough situations. How we react to things definitely affects our character. When life is good, we tend to relax and go with the flow. However, when the darkness of Satan sets in, we have to dig into ourselves as a person. This is when our faith in God is challenged. So, whenever you are surrounded by the darkness of sin and are scared, just remember that you are a stained glass window that God crafted into perfection. When you stay true to God, your light will be seen by all those around you. They will know that you are a follower of Christ because of the love that you spread throughout your life. Remember that just like the light of the sun, the light of God will always come to get you moving in the right direction.
Thank you for allowing us to share what God has put on our hearts today. I think this quote from Pope Francis wraps up our message perfectly. Find the light within your dark hours and use them to bring hope to the rest of the world. Remember, God is always with you through all of it, and bring that hope into the world. Today, too, amid so much darkness, we need to see the light of hope and to be men and women who bring hope to others, to protect creation, to protect every man and every woman, to look upon them with tenderness and love, to open up a horizon of hope. It is to let a shaft of light shine and break through the heavy clouds. It is to bring the warmth of hope. Pope Francis.
Thank you.